Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for your blessed grace. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Hebrew chapter 2. The crown is a force to be reckoned with, and so we've been deintegrating it a little bit. From you tie things down, it affects things. I don't explain that, but heaven's very particular about things like that. You know, sometimes we like to choose the way it'll roll out or how it's going to roll out based on certain things, environments we're in. And that's easy to do, but then you have to get back and resituate everything and get it back where it's at. But I'm going to share a realm with you that it's been really, really amazing. And I call it the realm of the crown. I'm going to actually share some of the imagery that I see when I move into this realm, and it's amazing. The events that are happening in the earth should tell us that these things are probably going to continue. In the world, you'll have tribulation, so you're not going to find this perfect euphoria out here. So it should tell us that we need to move out of this realm and escape the pollutions of the world and find our realm of God. And God, when we dwell in His realm, it's always consistent. It's always glorious. Now, it may not be glorious in your approach, like when you had a week like last week. Everything gets unsettled, and then you go to approach God again, and it's like, it's not like it was. Things can get covered over very easily, but when you get primed again, and we'll get primed fast. Amen. Once you get primed again, your faith needs to stay primed. If your faith doesn't stay primed, it'll get covered over. When it gets covered over, it gets dull. When it gets dull, you get agitated or you get angst, and then you start looking for other things because you're not obtaining anymore. There's an end goal to this. The Lord said, if any man followeth me, he shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. He may take up his cross and follow me daily. Well, we've always looked at that following as like following him, you know, following him by the Spirit of God. But really what he was talking about there, he was talking about, in fact, in the whole book of John, he was talking about following up into the Father. But even more than that, now into joint heirship and following him back here for creative demonstration. This ultimate goal is creative demonstration of the kingdom of God in the earth. So there's a pathway for that. There's also an operation with the Holy Spirit that always remains consistent and always remains the same here. It's just limited. And if you've been around church long enough, you'll find out that that operation's a bit limited. And to try to break that ceiling by getting the Holy Spirit to come more and more and more and more, what God wants is the realm of the glory. And so he gives a realm of operation. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. We call it the Corinthian model, but then he gives this promise for this greater realm. This greater realm is what we're after. It's not an easy thing. The enemy, whew, he's tough on this realm. And you have to be the number one thing you're going to have, well, there's several things you're going to have. First of all, you're going to have endurance. Secondly, you're going to have patience. All these lovely words. Say patience and endurance. I want it now. And you're going to have a lot of focus and recalibration of focus. But that is the nature of the calling. And God hasn't changed it. Not in this house. He's not going to change it until we obtain what he wants. I mean, there's times like when you just think, this is it, this is it. It didn't happen. And you got to, you know, nothing in you wants to go do this again. I mean, I have those feelings and I have to get recalibrated and I get back and going and I move back in there. And then all of a sudden there's his grace again. And I'm like, it's amazing how your feelings are so contrary to that realm. It's like nothing in you wants to do it, but once you do it, you get there and all the feelings return, the grace returns, the glory, the will, the want to. And it's like, how do you keep doing that when you don't see anything? It's because you're being fed from another realm. You're not being fed from this one. If you fed from this one, this realm will knock you out and keep knocking you out. And if all you do is war in this realm, you're going to get worn out. You're not going to be able to win over time. You're going to get worn down. But the fact that we can escape, and if we learn to partake in that realm of escape, he renews us, renews our strength, renews the life, renews the vision. You see, that eye gets flooded with light again. Your eye is everything. Not those two in front of your head, but those are cool too. But the eye of the heart is everything. The eye of the heart is everything because it gets clouded over. It gets clouded over. The will to and want to is not there anymore, and you'll start wanting something else. And that's okay, because this is the high realms of God are not an easy approach. And in fact, you guys are still here, and all of you come to prayer today is a good thing. So give yourself a big hand clap. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the will's there. So I'm going to tell you about this realm. Whew, there's some days it's awesome, but it's a realm that's preceding demonstration. And it's a very important realm to enter into. Hebrews 2 verse 6. This is one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man? This comes out of Psalms 8, that thou art mindful of him, the son of man, that thou visitest him. You made him a little lower than the angels. We know this is speaking of Christ. He wasn't lower than the angels in his birth. They were worshiping. Wasn't lower than the angels in his ministry. They were ministering flames of fire with him. Only in his death was he made lower than the angels. And then he crowned him. So he crowned him. So that was a pretty far exaltation. When he said he crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of his hands, that's him becoming the appointed heir. That's him, the appointed heir of all things. So there is this position that Christ obtained out of the death when God raised him up. He just didn't raise him from the dead. He raised him all the way up and gave him the highest seat in heaven and earth. All power in heaven and earth, the seat of heaven and earth. But that is a positional seat. So there's a lot of different positions we enter into when we're in the right hand of God. Some is throne of grace. Throne of grace is different from this position. We have the lily's grace. That's different. Even the Father. We're coming to Father as sons. We first come to Father as sons. Then we interact as joint heirs. But what he's speaking here is the realm where he was raised. And he not only took him, he took the entire throne of David up with him, the crown of David, all of Abraham's inheritance, all of that was laid up into the heavenly realms. And he set Christ down and crowned him with the glory and honor. And he brought the crown of David, the crown of Solomon, the glory of all that. And he perfected it there. And that is a realm that Christ sits in. It's a little realm. It's beyond the Father as far as fellowship. So we have to know in different levels when we're coming in where we're doing, what we're doing, and why we're doing it. You can partake of any place you want and stay in any place you want, but I'm just telling you, there's a more factor here. This is the place where we literally enter in, and it's a necessity to be clothed in this realm before we say, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you hear what I just said? I'll say it again. It's a necessity we get clothed in this realm before we decree, declare, Father, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, because we're only going to be able to receive from the Father in terms of what we enter into. But if we can enter into the crown, it's a different type of prayer, Father, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, because you're entering into the realm of the crown. You're decreeing from the realm of the crown, which is a higher realm than any of the other ones. It's the highest realm. It's the realm of joint heirship. Now, knowing where Christ received, there was given him a glory, a dominion, and a kingdom. Daniel saw it. I wish I would have saw that. Man, that would have been something to see. He saw his ascension and all the Father gave him. And man, can you imagine the glory when he reassigned the earth? All of it. He says, I set my king on the holy hill of Zion. That was that one up there. He goes, I'll declare the decree. Ask me now the nations. Ask me of the nations that inherit uttermost parts of the earth. I'm reassigning the earth, its resources, the people thereof. It's all yours. All power in heaven and earth, it's yours. Now Christ, he's unlike any other king. All he wants to do is share it with us. That was his mission, to retrieve it, reposition it, put it out of reach of the enemy, and then give us reach and then share it with us. This is why the enemy's always so active in a operation like this, because he's fighting that access point, because he has to break off. And so I want to tell you something. There's times when I had stuff that I needed deliverance, really deliverance from. Not just attitude. I mean, critter deliverance kind of thing. And there were times that critters were, and I'd get up in the glory and they would manifest. I'm like, well, what was that? Because they can't live in certain realms of the glory, they have to let go completely. And nobody had to do anything. It just came out. That's the realm of the glory realm. The higher you get up, this thing will happen. And you'll start finding, how did that stuff live in there? Because they're skilled at hiding. They hide in your thoughts too. They hide because sometimes we protect them by our thoughts. I've never known a man that has pride yet that knows he's proud. That's just the nature of pride. It doesn't believe it's, you understand. So that's how they hide. They hide in different realms. But it happens though. Because you get up in these realms, they're higher and higher, and it activates. But it'll activate your spirit too, and God will clear the house out. And when he clears the house out, these are the best realms. They take a little more time to get to. Man, they're powerful. Because Ephesians said something very powerful. Ephesians 2, because he's actually speaking specifically of this place. When we were dead in sin, he quickened us together with Christ. By grace, you're saved. So now you're saved. That's one position. Then he raised us up together. That's another position. And raised us up together with him into the Father, together with him in the union. He raised us, see these different positions. And then, and he had made us sit together with him in the heavenly realm. That is the throne of dominion he sits on. It's a literal throne, but he invited us to enter into that realm. So when we're in these realms, we can reach for that. You have to reach for it. It's not just going to show up. You have to reach into that realm by faith. You have to see it, reach it, and be hungry for it. The difficult part is because we're still in this journey phase for demonstration. Everybody's going, I want to see something, or, I'm out of here. You still have to reach. If you don't reach, if we stop reaching, then we're going to keep trying to build on something less than what God wants. He wants a people to reach for that realm and obtain it. Say, obtain it. He wants us to obtain the realm of the crown. That's what we are. There's no way we can back away from that. There's no way we can turn away from. There's no way we can build anything outside of that, because that's what he wants to build on. That's what's coming out. That's what's, you want to know what I believe this house is going to be? You want to know what I believe this house is going to be in the near future? Would you like to know? I believe it's going to be an Azusa. But it's not going to be that initial outpouring. It's going to be an Azusa house for the seven spirits of God to pour out into the earth. I believe nations are going to come to this house. He's going to open that thing and allow us to serve it. And we're going to sit at the table and serve the seven spirits of God to nations that will come through here. All the glory that was on that first house will be there, and the final glory of the crown will be sitting in our house and will serve the crown. He said the seven spirits of God are going to be poured out in the earth. God's just going to drop that in the sky. There has to be a pinnacle point he releases that from. That's what he does. He releases it from a pinnacle point. Acts chapter 2, boom, Azusa Street, boom. There's certain places, callings and destinies, and I believe that is our destiny. Amen. And we're going to stay here until that becomes true. Not only are we recipient heirs of the crown, but we are going to be servants of the crown. And God's going to pour that crown out into humanity. I believe this is going to be a pinnacle house for that. We're carrying the message. I'm just going to be bold enough to say that's what I believe we are. That's what I see. And I see all that we have prayed into and believe, that people are going to get free. Suddenly they're going to get the operation and pay one price for it. Boom. It's on them. It's rolling. It's running. And we're going to say, not fair, God. I was bearing the burden of the heat of the day since 6 a.m. They come out at 5 o'clock and they get all this free. Welcome to the age of grace. Praise God. But we get the reward of everything that happens. There's just no way any one group of people are going to reach this global harvest that God hasn't in design. It's going to take the outpouring of the seven spirits of God for this global harvest to commence and complete. There's no other way, in my humble opinion. And I believe the birthing of the seven spirits of God in the earth, which is the crown, which is made up of multiple operations and multiple parts and multiple things. It's not one thing. It's multiple. Say multiple, multiple, multiple. It's seven inheritance. It's seven eyes. It's seven horns. It's seven torches. Those seven torches are a torch for every continent. It's global evangelism. And within those torches are three measures of light. One for the church, one for the two witnesses, one for the 144,000. There's multiple dynamic operations all embedded into this outpouring. Outpouring. And God called us to lay the foundation for this house. He wants to build the house of David in the last days. And he wants to reestablish it into the earth. And all the glory of Solomon's house is in there. Say it's in there. And it's an outpouring. And I believe that's what our church is going to become. A center. Like he said it was when I did that 21 day fast and I saw the seven pillars of revival and the center for worship and a center, for deliverance, a center for creative healing, a center for benevolence, a center intercession. It was going to be a center for that. That's what it was going to release, deliver, and I believe it'll naturally evolve into a multiple day operation. It's not something we just call it. It'll naturally evolve with leadership and everything. And everything we tried to do for that, every time we try to step in front of that, or every time we try to put a hand to that or a foot to that without having or possessing what he wants to bring into the earth, we fall short and Holy Spirit comes in and rearranges and gets us back into calibration. That's just the calling. Hey, I didn't choose the calling. I'm just part of it. Amen. We're all part of it. You didn't choose it either, but it's hard to get away from. It's, man, you get up in there, it's hard to get away from unless you stop climbing. If you're climbing, it'd be very hard to get away from. But we're not climbing anymore. We're sitting now. We're sitting. Praise God. Let me get back to this realm real quick before we pray today. Because I want to refocus you as intercessors on what the prize is. What's the prize? The table of the Lord is the prize. The prize is the Father. The prize is all that's there. The prize is that whole realm. But the prize that the Lord wants, he wants the table. Solomon's table, David's table, Abraham's table. See, all of that's in the crown. He wants the table of all the spiritual blessings, but he wants it brought down here and served from. Amen. He wants all of this on a spiritual table, and he wants all of us behind it, carving the steaks, releasing. Now, hitherto, it's been carving the meat, releasing meat, release in the revelation of what all this looks like. But soon it's going to be, it'll turn as he brings heaven down. He'll open the table and he'll make us servants to it. That's the glory days. That's when everything, I mean, it's heaven on earth. There'll be, I mean, even in Azusa Street, the glory would get so thick in there that it would be like 3 foot tall. You couldn't even see. All the kids would play in the glory and the adults would be above. You couldn't even see and they'd all play underneath it because you couldn't see. It was all glory. That's the glory days. Amen. But they were called to release that. That was their mission. We were called to release. They were called to birth and then serve. And I keep getting caught up in this vision of this table. It's not here. This place was to birth it. But our whole mission is people are coming to receive this. It's going to be given to them freely. And God said, this is going to be a hard concept for you. But everything you're going to walk in, they're going to walk in as freely as you walk in it. And they're not going to pay any price you paid. I'm like, that's not, I can hear some of you. Well, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll come back when you birth it. God bless you. Amen. But that's not, God calls the people. When he calls us, we're all part of the reward program because every single, but this is what the Lord said. He said, not only are you a distributor table, you'll partake of it freely. Every part of it will be on your life. Not some of it, all of it. You can sit at any part of the table to be on you. This is the way it's going to work. He said, but any one person, they come from Africa or South America or Austin, Texas, they roll up in here and suddenly those seven spirits of God that took you a lifetime to birth into the earth, when the seven spirits of God comes over them and crowns them, they'll walk out of here and every single operation will be on them. Everything that they do out there for the rest of time for any harvest field will be on our account in glory. And that's going to be a big account. And that's what the Lord said. That's what you're laboring for. Don't lose sight of that. That's what you're after. Don't lose sight. That takes time. I wish it was easier. But look how far we've come. Look how far he spent all of last year showing us the second dimension of the crown, in which he took 10 years showing us to get up. 1 year how to get down, 10 years to get up. What do you think this year is going to be? He never seems to be uptight about anything. It's like, God, have you seen what's going on in the earth? Do you see what's going on in our government? He's like, he's not a bit least. When I'm up there, he's never coming to me sharing any concern about what's going on in your nation. He doesn't even think like that. It's amazing to me. When I'm in with him, he's just glorious. It's like, I got all this. He goes, I have the answer for it. His answer is the seven spirits of God. This is my opinion. My opinion is the outpouring of the seven spirits of God in Revelation chapter 5. The opening of the scroll is God's answer for the last days. And I believe, no matter how we try to tie it into last election, and even Trump's not through. I'll tell you right now, he's not through. That man is God's chosen. He's going to resurrect. But I believe we have to recalibrate, refocus to just pure crown, pure birth, pure outpouring, and let God decide what's going to happen with that crown once it gets in the earth. Who's to say we're not going to be caught up into Congress to release it? You don't know. When you're a carrier of the crown, God will open all kinds of doors. Look at the doors he opened in the early church. How much more is he going to open kingly doors? I mean, these kind of stuff, they want the kingly. They'll see the kingly. It's going to be on us. This will be the easiest thing you've ever done, is the creation of wealth and authority and dominion and the ability to rule under governmental harmony. All of that's part of that. So when he says, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, we have to enter into that, be clothed in it, receive it. Does that make sense? We have to understand it, not only see it, but get in there and get close. We have to go there. Now, the way we've been doing that, and most of you, I assume you know, but I'm going to assume you may not. So I'm just going to share a few things. How he's shared with me how to do it. Working pretty good right now, praise God, I have to say. Less things affect you, by the way. The higher you get, the less things have an effect on you. It's pretty amazing. I'm like, God, I wish you'd have just started us at the top. It should have been a lot easier. A whole lot less painful, praise God. So as you get up in the realm, as we do the Father, I do the Tree of Life. You got to do the Tree of Life. I told you in the beginning, God gave us an answer of this COVID thing, Tree of Life. If you do it, it works. It builds a perimeter hedge around you. If you do the Tree of Life, it's amazing. I don't know. I love it, because we're believing something far greater, Tree of Life, just perimeter hedge. We want our bodies rolled back into the time of life. We're after the Abraham, Sarah blessing. So as we move through the Tree of Life, moving the Father, sometimes you get caught up major in the Father. Sometimes you're there to say hello. So you got something, you got to get accustomed to the realm you're in and how to operate in it. And sometimes you're going to be up in certain realms, and other times you're just visiting. Amen. But as you're moving through them after the Father, I'm going to describe how I see it to help you with a little imagery. If you want to use it, you can use it. It's like I go into the realm, when I go in the realm of the Father of Lights, that's a unique realm for imagery. I just see glory and I just walk into it. I don't see it from the mind's eye. I see an awareness of it and I walk into it and I'm receiving from him. But once I move in, I go through the love and then I'll start moving into the glory and I'll start describing him that was, is, and is to come. Once I start doing that, this is the way I see it. I see a spot, almost a staircase. I see it moving up. But it's not steep. It's white stairs. I'm not seeing every speck. I just see, like, if you close your eyes and you could see a wall over there, you can't tell me everything about that wall, but you know that. I'll see that, but I'll see that. And as I approach that stairwell, I'm moving up. And all of a sudden, I move into this realm. I call it the realm of the crown. And the realm of the crown, that's where the Lord is. He's King of Kings there. I see him in his majestic glory. I ascribe what I see to him. I see him as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, all power and authority, because I'm describing and ascribing to him what I see. And the more I do that, the more brilliant it gets. And as I see him in all his majestic glory, you were raised up. You're the Father's appointed heir. All things in heaven and earth, majestic glory is with you. All this. And as I'm doing this, there's a certain amount of time, and then what I do, I walk right into it. I just step right into it because I have a rightful place to be there. Say a rightful place. I step into the realm of that glory, and as I step in, I'm stepping into that joint heirship with him. And when I do that, I start receiving everything I know the seven spirits of God to be. I use Psalms 21. You have given me my heart's desire. You have not withheld the request of my lips. Glory and majesty you've laid upon me. See, everything was his, now is mine. And so I'm entering into the realm and I receive the seven eyes. I receive the seven horns. I receive the seven inheritances. I see the seven torches of global evangelism burning. I see, and I enter into the seventh day of rest, and I sit down in the midst of the seven pillars of wisdom, the Spirit of the Lord thy God doth rest upon me now. Wisdom and understanding, counsel, my knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And I'm feeling all this come up around me. And then I see, as I talk about it, I'm getting in there already. As I see him, then I start describing him as Lord of hosts. This is awesome one. Lord of the angelic armies, I see the ministering blue flames of fire start circling around one layer after another after another. I don't explain all that, but it's like these flames and the layers of flames, and they go out, and it's the governmental army of the Lord that accompanies the crown. And when you do that, you get all up engrossed into that. There's a difference when you're in that realm to say, Father, thy will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Now, because you've entered another place in heaven, you have a right to decree what you've entered into. That's what this is about, bringing that realm here. That's what he's called us to do. Amen. There's going to be a day all that realm's going to be here. The Lord's been praying for it. He has us praying for it, believing and situated into it. He wants that down in this house so he can give it away to his people. So the kings and priests can reign in the earth. That's what he wants from us. It's a big job. But that's what he's looking for. That's who we are at the core. That's what we are at the core. You got to know what God signs you up for here. How many want to sign up? Praise God. But anyone that teaches how to get that table here, it's not going to have to, in the future, it's not going to have to go up and get it. He's going to bring that down, ordain it, and bring it down. Now, I'm going to share something with you. Zechariah 4, more of the word of the Lord came saying, the foundation of this house has been laid. That was not the early church foundation. That wasn't the house of the early church. That was a latter-day house of David. Has been laid. The foundations of that house, the blueprint of it, has already been given. The operation of how it works has been given. It's there. It's already available in blueprint format. He said, the glory, he goes, the foundation of the house has completed. And then he said the Lord would finish. He laid the foundation. He's been sitting with us as King of Kings, laying that foundation. He said, but then his hands are going to come and finish that house. And he says, despise not, watch this, the day of small beginnings. I'm like, God, is a little bit longer than a day, but thank you. Day of the Lord is like 1,000 years. I'm like, I don't want to. He said, despise not the day of small beginnings, for they shall rejoice. I think he's talking about us. And see the plumb line and the hand of the river with those seven eyes that go to and fro of the whole earth. Now he's brought it down and he's sitting with us in the plumb line. And now the eyes of the Lord have been brought down, and what happens? They release to and fro of the whole earth. That's Revelation 5. The distribution center for the seven spirits of God. Boom, 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 boom. But our calling has not changed. It's not going to change no matter what we do. for that realm to be brought here, God called us to do that. That's what he wants our faith in. That's what we're involved in. It's hard sometimes to see that when you're in the middle of all this stuff that goes on in the earth. That's why I said you got to escape the earth to see what God really wants. Because if all we're doing is getting hammered down here, we lose track really fast of what God really wants. We get distracted. The enemy is so skilled. He throws all kinds of stuff. He's super skilled. But God is super glorious. Amen. And God's going to have his way because he said his hands would finish it. If we got the foundation laid and he finished that with us, he said he would finish it. He said he's going to bring the crown out. He said, not by power, but by my seven spirits of God. Who art thou, great mountain of Mammon, which is the mountain right now? Thou shalt become leveled ground. It's going to get leveled. The whole thing's going to level. This power is coming out. It's going to level the mountain. There's not one person who's going to do that. This power that's coming down out of the heaven that we've spent our lifetime to bring this table down, it's going to get distributed to his people, and the kings and priests are going to reign there. But that authority and power is now in the earth, and the Lord's going to take that authority. And then he's going to shake the political systems. That's why the Lord said, untie it right now. You're jumping ahead of me. Don't go tie it down to something. Let it birth in and then let me tie it. So what happens when we start tying heavenly things down in the way we think it should be? And I'm guilty. Guilty, your honor. It's hard carrying all this because you're deciding what you're seeing versus what you're seeing out here. But once you realize you tied it, unloose it. You've been given power to bind and to loose. If you bound it, let go. I got to let go the way I thought it was going to happen. I got to let go and let him bring it in the way he wants to and let him do with it what he wants to, because it's not ours. We're only stewards of it. But it's something really powerful he's given us. And I'm not letting go. We've been doing this way too long to go do something else. This is who we are. Bone of our bone. How many of you got it? How many is it burning in you? And every time we go up, it burns again. That realm burns bright. I was around the seven torches the other day. Whew. They're awesome. They're burning in a realm of the throne of God. How many want to go up? So when I go up, I'm going to just do that. I do things. There's things being constructed here in the spirit. It's amazing. He's constructing the whole lampstand down here. It's pretty awesome. But today I just want to get us back situated to get back up into the realm today. Amen. Get reacquainted with the realm. Get some of our eyes circumcised. Have our eyes flooded with light again. Get some sharpness. Amen. Remove the dullness. I'm not talking, just remove all that. Get it sharpened again. Get the vision sharpened again. The heart sharpened again.